pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN NFL Playoff Challenge, sponsored by Edge Boost. It's free to enter, and 20 grand in Edge Boost deposit bonuses is up for grabs. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff.
Now Goddo to run Johnny Evans. Early ball in. And what a chance that was for Asghar to open the scoring. Nada comes out and really just smothers that angle down well. It's come to Rashford. Rashford finding space, but a block denying Manchester United. That's a top save. Bruno Fernandes, through to Hoyland. McTominay takes it, and Scott McTominay puts it wide. Now back to Dalot. Dalot goes for the collar and finds the corner. Not much of a gap between all of those players, but he just finds that slot to get the ball through. There's no way Tickle is going to get there. Garnacho. Rashford. Tickle spilled it, but recovered. No, maybe not all the ball. He has a real scramble, doesn't he? Bruno Fernandes. Now Rashford. Garnacho wants it. So it's saved. Humphreys. To take it on. Deflected. And Goddo wasn't far away. Certainly a chance there. Garnacho. Oh, and Hoyland threw everything at that, but couldn't keep his header down. Now Rashford. Tickle with the save. And Hoyland stumbling onto it. Guides it wide.
Might not be Hoyland's night in front of goal.
Garnacho. Rattled the crossbar.
What a hit. I mean, that is a sweet strike.
Here's Magnu.
He's going into the bottom corner.
Garnacho must have kept himself onside. He's drilled that one in. McTominay. And another chance goes a-begging. Rashford now. Bruno Fernandes. Goes to Brown, looking for the penalty. And looks like he's got it.
I'm not convinced it was a penalty. I mean, that's just not enough contact.
Bruno Fernandes against Sam Tickle of League One Wigan. Sends him the wrong way and surely sends Manchester United through to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Rashford, Tickle with the save. Garnacho, determined to get on the score sheet tonight. Alejandro Garnacho. Manchester United come forward. Look for a third. Bruno Fernandes! The tale of a catalogue of Manchester United misses.
You're listening to BetMUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow BetMUFC on X at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. The Soccer Gambling Podcast is at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. When you follow that account, you will be getting some free plays. I'll be posting free plays from the Australian Open. As the Australian Open tennis starts tomorrow, there will be a Australian Open preview available on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network from me. But most significantly, that's the account where I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. The pinned tweet is always the P&L from the previous month. And at the moment, you can see the month of December, which was a monster month, good for £4,450 in profit, which converts to over $6,000. It was also the 127th month in a row of transparent and track profit. If you want to do further research, I encourage it. Just head over to lockbetting.com where all the other spreadsheets are posted rather than scrolling down X. If you have any questions, just shoot me a DM at the X account at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. We manage a bankroll sensibly, so you won't need a large bankroll to get involved. We make betting accessible for everyone with a disposable income, and we've made everyone money for 127 months in a row. If you do your research and look through the spreadsheets properly, you'll see the type of bets we do. Also on Twitter, you will see that actual members have verified the fact that we have delivered this profit month after month after month. Just go and have a look at the comments on the pinned tweet right now. So moving on with this edition of BetMUFC. Man United got through against Wigan, and it was a game where undoubtedly Manchester United should have scored more goals. But I don't think that it was a terrible performance, and it's almost reaching the point where Man United will be blindly criticised no matter what they do. Now, there's plenty to criticise Manchester United for. They have massively underperformed so far this season. And my main concern has been the fact that we should probably be lower in the table than we are. We probably should have had an even worse season based on the way that we've played. The performances have been even worse than the results. But this wasn't that. This was a good performance where we couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. And we know already that we can't put the ball in the back of the net. This isn't brand new information. This game wasn't any kind of revelation. Manchester United missed chance after chance after chance throughout this game. And as a result, we only came away with a 2-0 win. I would be more concerned if we'd scraped past Wigan, if they'd had a number of chances, if we needed a late goal. But it was an absolutely dominating performance from start to finish. And you have to take the little wins at the moment, because this club aren't going to have any kind of massive turnaround. It's not going to be via a January signing. It's not going to be via players coming back. And even Jim Ratcliffe isn't going to raise some sort of magic wand that suddenly fixes Manchester United. It's a long-term fix, so you need to enjoy the small wins. And at the end of the day, Manchester United have started the year with a win, and we go through to the fourth round of the FA Cup, where we are potentially looking, well, we are looking at a very comfortable route through to round five. And this is a tournament that we should be looking to win. It's our only chance of a trophy. We are out of everything else, out of Carabao Cup, out of the Champions League, completely out of Europe because we're bottom of our Champions League group. It has been a humiliating and embarrassing season so far, and there are plenty of things to criticise Manchester United for. But dominating Wigan and only coming away with a two-goal win seems pointless, because dominating Wigan and getting a replay and having to play an extra game would have been a terrible result. Manchester United playing poorly and scraping through with a 1-0 scoreline, that wouldn't have been a very good result either. But I felt that we did what we needed to do. I thought it was actually a bonus that we created so many chances. Should we have taken them? Yes. But there's so many bigger things to complain about. You can't just make Manchester United playing poorly or doing poorly the topic of the week every single week and just rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. We're through. It's done. We move on, and we move on to the game against Tottenham tomorrow. Before we move on to discussing that and even listening to Erik ten Hag, let me let you guys know about the SGPN Playoff Challenge. We are proud to announce the SGPN Playoff Challenge. Edge Boost is the first bet now, play later provider that enables you to double your bet at any sportsbook or DFS site with no interest. The contest is a bankroll style contest, and you start with 10,000 virtual units. At the end of the playoffs, the biggest bankroll will win credit into higher advance limits from Edge Boost. The top three will get a deposit match from Edge Boost up to $2,500 with no interest or fees. And the top 25 will get a deposit match up to $500 with no interest or fees either. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff to enter. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff to enter. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official betting partner of the NFL playoffs and is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SGP. As I mentioned, new customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or you can visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 778-HOPE-NY. That's HOPE-NY. Or you can text HOPE-NY, which is 467369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem by calling 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Game Time. If you're like me, there's probably been situations where you're frustrated buying tickets. You decide to go at the last minute, but what's available? Are better seats going to become available because you don't like what is available? Are there decent seats available, but you haven't pulled the trigger and then they go? Maybe it's an issue with the pricing. Are they going to get cheaper? Are they going to get more expensive? Buying tickets your favourite event shouldn't be that stressful. And Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music and comedy with theatre near you. With killer deals on last minute tickets and the best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll actually have at the event. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price and you find tickets in the same row or section for less. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference, and that's the reason it's the fastest growing ticketing app in the country. So snag tickets without the stress with Game Time. It's perfect for the playoffs. Download the Game Time app, create an account and use the code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create that account and redeem the code to sweeten the deal. It's CFBX for an additional $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed.
Hi, Erik. You've obviously had a lot of injuries to deal with over recent weeks and months. What's the situation heading into Spurs? Anyone back? Anyone unavailable that we're not expecting to be?
I don't know. What do you expect?
Lots of injuries?
No. Yeah, we have had a lot of injuries. And to this week in the training, so last couple of days, where Licha Martinez training, Casemiro training, Luke Shaw training. There are players returning, and yeah, they are coming in for selection for Sunday.
Oh, right, so that's a boost then. And anyone else? Anthony, Eriksen?
So Eriksen was ill in the week. He will return. Anthony will return. I thought you mentioned longer terms and unexpected. But they will return as well. So Ahmad will return. So, we have more choices in this moment in the squad to make to put out a start 11 and to create a bench stronger.
One player who obviously is not going to be available is Jadon Sancho. What are your thoughts about him moving to Dortmund? Clearly, that has been an issue that we've asked you about a lot. What do you hope to get out of this loan as far as Manchester United are concerned?
Well, I hope he's doing well, so I wish him the best of luck.
Is that...
And that's it. I hope he's doing well. It will be a success. So...
And the other player that people are talking about is Hannibal. Obviously played the other night. Will he go on loan somewhere? Is that what you think now you've got all these players back?
No, it's not. It's... They are returning. Yeah? I think you are a step ahead. So when I talk about Martinez returning, Casemiro returning, for instance, but they were a long time away. Mason Mount will return, will take a little bit longer. But there are some more. Tyrone Malacia will return as well. Victor Lindelof is also on his way back. But then still take some weeks, but also it takes time to get back into match fitness.
Sorry, is Hannibal going to go on loan?
Oh, when we have the news, we will tell you.
Eric, Tottenham obviously provided stiff opposition when you played them earlier in the season. What do you make of them, and what do you see in the job that Ange Postecoglou's done to change the way they play?
Oh, it's definitely different. Eh? So I think it's a really big compliment the way they played. So he changed the environment there. They're really proactive. It's very enjoyable to watch them with a lot of dynamics. Very proactive. And they combine it with good results. But also, when we play them there, over there, and I think that is what we can take belief out of that. That in the first, I would say, especially 35 minutes, we dominate them. And we should have go in the lead. Eh? But we didn't. And so we have to make our own look, and we have to take control of the game, and then we have to finish the chances.
And in terms of what you now want to achieve in the second half of the season, you talk about players coming back, returning to fitness, giving strength to the squad. You've got a mini break coming up as well after this game. How much does it affect what you want to achieve, the results of this game?
Sunday is most important, and I don't look further than that, as that. And in the background, of course, we organize. We know we have to prepare, say, the second season half. And I know, so we have to make the best program for all the players. And so we have a group of players who have to make the last step into match fitness. So they need a different program than the players who are all the time were available and had a tough program in 2023. So, that will be a little bit different approach in the coming weeks going up to the next FA Cup round.
So, Erik ten Hag refusing to get drawn into the Sancho conversation again and didn't give us really too much about the team, said that players were back training, but emphasised the difference between training and match fitness. Being back doesn't necessarily mean being back and available. So not too much to take away from that will help us in terms of looking at the game against Tottenham. He did talk about Tottenham, but again, only spoke about how they've done well, but did mention how Man United should have been ahead in that first half. We should have been. We
had a penalty not given, a clear penalty for a handball. And then Bruno Fernandes missed one of the, well, what he was involved in, one of the worst misses of the season. So before we look ahead to that game, let me tell you guys quickly about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also tell you guys about Underdog Fantasies. They have a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, which is underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. And finally, let me utilize this pause to tell you guys once again about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Moving on to looking ahead to this game against Tottenham tomorrow. Manchester United are priced up as the 13-10 +130 favourites to win the game on the money line. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Tottenham travel to Old Trafford as the 2-1 +200 underdogs. Obviously, statistically, it's not good to back Manchester United. The data is going to tell you that backing Manchester United to win this game on the money line, it's probably a poor decision. United come into the game having won 3 of their last 10 games in all competitions and have only taken 4 points from the last 15 points available in the Premier League. This is a Tottenham team who have only lost 2 of their 10 league away games this season, and they also beat Manchester United back in August. So it's a difficult assignment for Manchester United, especially when they're missing key defenders and you're coming up against a free-scoring Tottenham team who have scored twice or more in 8 of their 10 Premier League away games this season and have won half of them. But there is hope for United here because this is a team that you can get at. They have only kept 2 clean sheets on the road despite their good away record. While Man United, we know they are very, very up and down, made a phenomenal comeback against Aston Villa, only to not build on that by losing to Nottingham Forest. And now they've gone and won away to Wigan, but have received a lot of criticism for their finishing in that game. And it was a game that everybody expected them to win anyway. So I think this is the bounce back from the game against Nottingham Forest. This is a United team who have lost two of their last three competitive fixtures at home. And that's not acceptable to these supporters. We can also probably take advantage of the fact that Tottenham are quite depleted here. They have injuries. They have players away at the Asian Cup, the African Cup as well. This Tottenham lineup will look nothing like the lineup that has guided them into the top four so far this season. And it represents a big opportunity for Man United to win and win against a big name like Tottenham, despite the fact that personnel like Son and Madison won't be involved in this game. So I think this is where Manchester United turn up. They are one of the teams who have not been massively affected by the absentees. It's unfortunate that we didn't lose Andre Onana, because Andre Onana has decided to stay and play as many games as possible. I think it would have been nice to have a look at what we have with Altai, our substitute goalkeeper, especially given that Onana has been absolutely woeful at times this season. Although he has been a little bit more consistent lately in the Premier League, I still don't think he is a shot stopper of the calibre of David De Gea. And that shot stopping ability that De Gea had got us out of jail a lot. And now we're really suffering the consequences of that this season. But ultimately, as I said, Man United very up and very down. I think it might benefit us here to win this game and then get out of jail with a break before we can have that down immediately in the next game. I like the fact that Manchester United play this. They play a weakened Tottenham team. We can possibly win this game, and then we don't have to have the pressure of having to build on a win in the last game. I don't know if it's pressure. I don't know if it's complacency. I don't know if it's arrogance. I don't know what the problem is. What we do know is the infrastructure at Manchester United is way behind other top clubs in the Premier League and across Europe. Old Trafford needs fixing. Carrington needs improving. The recruitment needs improving. We need improvement all across the board. But when you look at the players that we do have, these players have been able to be competitive with other top teams. These players were pretty much the same players who finished third in the Premier League last season and won the Carabao Cup. These are the same players that got through to an FA Cup final. So these players can turn up and play when they want to play. And we can only hope that this is one of those occasions, because the lean for the show will be to take Manchester United on the money line at 13 to 10 plus 130 to beat this depleted Spurs team tomorrow. That's it for me and this edition of BetMUFC. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.